Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country. Like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network.
Previously on Dungeons and Dragons.
Are we team captains now?
Is there
now?
like a town hall style meeting that we have, and everybody sort of volunteers
Do we have to have that
Not the council
bright
again.
Light.
I guess it's probably a good idea to have a council meeting, and without me telling you who needs to go where, you need to figure out who wants to go where.
Because if you tell us, it'll be a wrinkle in time and it won't work out right.
Possibly.
Now I think I get this whole time
now
stuff,
you got it. All right. Welcome to Dungeons & Dragons. I'm your Dungeon Master, Russ Moore. He, him, also with me today is Amy Moore.
Yeah, I'm here. I'm so excited. I am playing Sullivan Slight, he, him, and Thea Amastasia, she, her.
And Tom Laird.
Yeah, that's me, he, him. I am playing, I think, Moot, who goes by he, him, Tulger, who's also a he, him, and possibly Flint, who's also a he, him.
And Carla Maxted.
She, her, playing Glim, she, her. Yenbul, she, her. And I think that's it, but let's just see what Russ throws at us.
Who knows,
who
really,
knows
though?
What's going to happen?
Yeah,
right?
I just hedged my bets and went for all three. So
there's lots of characters coming up. We're in the mix and match episodes where we can just be whoever we want to be at any given time. I love it.
Should I have, like, thrown Night Hunter in there?
I did put it on the screen, but I realized you can't read that.
Well, it's so awfully small.
Yeah.
I can't change Zoom
fonts.
Yeah,
it could also be Ilya.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Who knows? Let's just see what happens.
You know what? Yeah. We're just here
to have a journey with us.
And where we also have a good time is over on Patreon, patreon.com/dumbdragoncast. And one of those good times is our game times that we are privileged to be able to play games around the table with some of our patrons.
That's right. The virtual table. And it is so much fun.
It is a blast. I don't know when this episode comes out because I didn't look that far ahead, but it's probably in the new year. But
I'm gonna say March.
could be March. I think it's January. But the game we played most recently, as far as recording this, which is November, we had just a blast. Gabe and Jess were there, and Carla and I were playing, and it's like all patrons can go listen to them. But if you want to be around the table, you got to sign up for that tier. It was like a quiet place. With like a weird cult energy and some fun props that come out partway through. All the fun props are always on our patron side. We got to up our game. I think that's what we got to do.
Our patrons are so much more creative. We've said it since day one. They all have better ideas than we do.
Because the way it works is One of us runs the game, and I'm saying one of us, but it's literally never me. One of these three great people runs the game, and then at least one other plays, and then whatever patrons are there play, and it is, it gets pretty weird.
And we've been building the world together a lot more in the Discord, because there's like a Discord that you've got access to like talk about it. And I didn't even get to play in this last one, but did I give my 2 cents into what the world should be like? I sure did.
Really hard you, steered everybody.
Yeah, you were the first one to do it. So yeah, I really molded it.
I was like, giant magpie, it's gotta be. It's all I'm gonna leave you with. Just gonna leave you with.
I mean, it came out 2 months ago.
It's true. Yeah. Oh, I'm just saying, though, right? Yeah. We're world building together.
Are you going to spoil Footloose now?
No dancing.
They're in a town that they can't dance in.
Oh, God. And when you are a patron, you also get an episode dedicated to you, like today's patron, not Kevin Bacon. Amaretti Face.
Amaretti Face?
Amaretti Face.
Kevin Bacon.
Amaretti for anything?
Yeah.
Amaretti or not, here I come.
Yeah. Another one? Yeah,
it seems like you have one more in the chamber.
Oh!
Am I ready?
To love you. Thanks.
You're welcome. Oh. Yeah. Oh. Yeah, felt good. Patreon.com/dumbdragoncast. Come join us over there and have some fun. And now, fuck it, let's play! The birds are chirping, tweedledee, the sun is shining bright. There's a skip in Opal step, a pep in his pep, and no one knows why, as he runs towards Ilya Nighthunter's hut, carefully and nimbly avoiding all of the traps outside, and gives a soft rap at the door. Hey. Hey. Hey.
We are not home.
Hey, you can't say that you're not home if you're saying you're not home.
Sorry, there's nobody here.
No, but I'm here on official business.
Ilya, official business. What is this?
It seems like a euphemism he'd use for something that we don't want to know about.
Look, you know we have so many visitors here and they just...
Did you not get the coloring books we sent you?
What? You sent me coloring books?
Mm-hmm.
Those weren't just litter pads?
You pee on coloring books?
And there was some Sudoku pages in there and word searches.
He'd take pee on gift we give him. This is why we never do anything nice for him.
This is why we don't answer the door.
Anyway, they just wanted to see...
Did he get us a present?
They just wanted to see if you wanted to come and join this council thing that's happening with the god that's here, the, you know, the Bahama guy, and just, like,
Oh.
I don't know, apparently they're talking about some things.
Nighthunter rips the door open.
Hey! Well, if that's all I had to say...
Why didn't you
lead
say
with
so?
This?
Well, I tried, and then you didn't answer the door, and then you said, I'm not here, and then you said, oh, leave a message at the beep, and...
You are never sent when there's something important going on. How would we know?
Who would send me? We've been the only really people here for the last little while. I mean, it's just...
It's very hard being the only really people here.
They don't trust me. They just come right to you anyways.
And that is why we were confused you are here. Okay, let us go.
We cut ahead to the Brightcliffs Town Council, where everyone of any importance has gathered. Moot, Glim, and Sully can be seen anxiously awaiting Bahamut's arrival. Yumble, Thea, and Tullgear are propping Grancis up in a corner. No.
Weekend at Bernie style?
Yeah, I like that a lot. So we're going to keep that in. They're propping Grancis up, Weekend at Bernie style, because he has yet to wake up from his deep dark coma after having escaped the abyss. Patreon.com/dumbdragoncast. Find out how he escaped. As Opal, Ilya, and Nighthunter enter and take their seats, would they go sit up at their seats at the front that Opal has made for them, the thrones? Or would they...
The small ones?
Yeah.
Is it, general admission, no seating except for those three seats? Or is there, like, a council table?
Yeah,
it's
are we talking boardroom
too many people for a
here?
Council table, right? Like, it's like a...
Yeah, like, no, it's like, you
it's
know...
It's standing room only.
Tree stumps, just like
what?
A rows of tree stumps
bales
for seats.
Bales of hay, et cetera,
Like, we're on an
we are,
island.
We are I indoors, mean, yes?
You are in indoor. Yeah, absolutely. Because we described it as a lavish chamber that has pictures of opal all along the side.
And now with hay bales and
hay bales and
stumps.
Tree stumps. Okay. Yeah. Well, because there were no chairs in there before. It was just a long red carpet through a big empty room.
Right.
No. Night Hunter absolutely is not sitting at the throne.
Yeah. And in fact, were they also up on like a dais?
Yes.
Well, I think we maybe, I don't want to speak for Night Hunter, but I feel like Ilya and Night Hunter might just go move those chairs down off the dais just like to so as not to encourage Opal to go sit in the main big throne seat.
Yep, absolutely.
Yeah.
Hey, what are we doing? What? I mean, somebody's got to be in charge.
I don't know. We've talked about this, how maybe it shouldn't necessarily be you and a large gathering of people.
Oh, we have also, town council.
They named the town after me, though.
That is not...
All these new people, we want to just make everyone feel welcome.
Yeah.
And
equals.
Like we're a gathering of equals.
Yeah. I got it.
We are problem solving together.
Problem solving together. Got it. Let's go just have a seat. Mingle. Hey, what are you three doing?
Oh, we're just propping this guy up here. I don't know why aren't we sitting him down?
Well, we didn't have a seat for him, I don't think.
Do you work here?
Yeah, no, I'm Opal at Brightcliffs, town's Brightcliffs. Yeah, Ilya 900 said I should come just mingle and make sure everybody was okay.
Are these...
You could help move a hay bale for our friend?
Oh, yeah, sure. Hey! Night Hunter?
What?
Can you scoot over one of the hay bales there.
Scoot. What?
Oh, it's okay.
He wants you to pick it up for him.
I'll be back with one. Don't worry. Scurries off.
So they named the town after this guy?
That cannot be correct. Why don't we just drag Grancis this way? Like, let's just...
Yes.
I mean, easy enough. Let's do it.
We just move him over... Sit him down.
He can kind of lean on me.
He's fine.
Grancis?
Oh. I give him like a little.
For a second there, I thought he was waking up. No. It may be best he sleeps through this.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I give him a little pat on the head.
We get him kind of like, you know, leaning maybe back to back with Tallgear so he can sit up, sort of, and Tallgear just can. Yeah. Rather than us holding him.
I was going to build a hay bale wall around him, but that's better.
Just going to wall him in?
You know, no big deal. So who's in charge here? Is this going to... Like, is someone going to be like, start? Or like, and go? You know, it's been a while since I've been to a meeting.
Well, I mean, if I had to guess, I'd say the tall one and the angel-looking one, they're probably the ones in charge.
They do seem to have some authority.
In Kalimport, when there was a big meeting, they would sound an instrument. Is
flute.
Anyone here with a
guitar
with an instrument?
Oh, like a horn, like of any some kind sort. Of.
Did somebody say an instrument?
Gong?
Like yes, like a horn. Someone would sound the horn. Everyone would come to attention.
What is that?
It looks like he's playing something.
This is not the kind of music that I meant, but it is.
Is that a?
It's guitar. Like, look, how do you
mean guitar?
No, it's key. Look, it's got keys, and it's like we fade out on this scene as Mooklim and Sully from across the room are overlooking all of this happening, but more talking about what they've already discussed with Bahamut.
This shindig, like Bahamut's gonna come and tell us all what we gotta do, right?
I think so. Glim, you know him better than any of us. Is there gonna be like a big flashy entrance, or is it more of like a subdued thing? Or is he just gonna like appear in the room?
I mean, I don't even know. He might want someone else to take the lead. He's sort of like, you know, I've always told you, like a pretty chill guy. But, you know, he talked to us about there's a few gods still left alive, so we have like a pretty serious number of things we need to get sorted out and teams to assemble, to send, to do various tasks. And
Remember, like, he just...
For sure. Yeah, teams, assemble them. And then some of them are gonna go to...
Places, they're gonna go to places and talk to people.
Gods.
Yep.
To save gods. And some are gonna have to...
A fog begins to roll in from the front of the chamber, and lights begin to go, and then you hear from the cat,
yeah, but where'd the lighter fluid come from, Michael?
I was gonna say, does Bobbit come in with a knife in his mouth?
The Fable and Folly Network supports creators of exceptional audio stories, including the one you're listening to right now. If you love our shows, we want to hear from you. Complete our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey. This will help us learn more about you, what you like, what you'd like to hear more of, and how we can maintain an inclusive, safe atmosphere. As a thank you for your participation, we have extras and behind-the-scenes content from your favorite shows. Fans make the network what it is. Thanks for listening, and we can't wait to hear from you. Find our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey today.
That song continues as Opal runs up to the front, and you see his long mullet waving, and he's got a knife in his mouth. And then from behind him, you see another silhouetted figure come out and just put his hand on his shoulder and sits him down, and the music stops. And the fog disperses.
Night Hunter looks at Eli and goes, I did not know that could be done. This man truly is a god.
And Bahamut walks out into the chamber, followed by Leosin, and they come before all of you. Did I forget anybody in this room? No, that's the three main teams.
I think so.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, Flint's the only one who's still Flamekins, comatose. Flamekins, maybe?
Flamekins around somewhere? Is she watching Flint?
Is she hanging out with Moot, Glim, and Sully? Because if she is, I want to lean over and say to her, I nudge Flamekins and I say, that first guy had some sick flow.
Right? Yeah, I was about to get up, you know, do a little dance, you know, join in the party, and we'll see how things take us. What do you think, Dark One?
You talking to me?
No, the guy with a little bit of wispies around the eyes there. I mean, you know what I'm saying? This one. Moot.
Yeah. Oh, that guy?
I hadn't really know. Is it?
What? Yes.
As long as your eyes. I'm looking at your belly button all the time. I have no fucking clue what's going on up there.
Okay, you guys. Okay. Bahamut's here.
Sorry.
And he needs
sorry.
To.
Oh, sorry, Glim.
Yeah.
So sorry. Yeah.
Hot piece of God up there coming in.
Damn it. Have you never been part of a council before?
Oh, several times. I'm usually asked to leave.
I don't see why.
Bahamut clears his throat and steps forward and says, thank you all for coming. All right.
It's like, where is the McConaughey?
Next, Bahamut's speech is going to be about how he was his own biggest competition.
Yep.
This is a big one.
Woo! Bahamut!
Thank you. Thank you.
Oh my God, Glim, it's so embarrassing.
Glim.
You just shushed us.
Okay, I'm sorry. I got excited.
Who here is enjoying life?
It's kind of a complicated question.
Yeah.
Things are shitty right now.
We're happy you're here. Right now, things are good. But mostly, they're also bad.
Yeah, the world kind of sucks right now.
Got sweet jams, though. Wasn't quite sure how to open this, so I thought just a question to the room would probably be a better way. Because what we're going to talk about is a little heavier than whatever it was the cat was doing and being called a hot piece of God.
He heard you.
Yeah, damn straight he heard me. God's got good fucking hearing.
Well, and it shows he listens, too.
Really, that's what you want in a partner.
Is Flamekins going to hook up with Bahamut?
Maybe. She's going to try.
Well, I mean, what hasn't she tried to fuck? I mean, this would be like
someone on her level.
Right? This is like climbing that mountain.
Mm-hmm.
Does anyone else ever get the feeling right now that he's never talked to a group of people before, ever?
I haven't. Not this large, anyways. I usually just kind of
mill about and drink my drinks, and my birds follow me, and presentations and public speaking isn't really high on my list.
Fair enough. I'm in the wrong business, though.
Yeah. The goal we want to achieve is to prevent the extinction of the realms.
I mean, that seems like a pretty good goal.
Decisions need to be made and destinations picked, as well as teams, which, the way we're seated, like we're in middle school, with one of you on one side and the other of you on the other side, might be already decided, but we'll wait and see.
Is he saying that we don't work well with others?
Well, I mean, you did kind of, I mean, you didn't yell at the other team there, but you kind of weren't exactly super welcoming.
There has been just a little bit of tension.
Glim was up in my business for, we're not talking about this again. It's over. It's over. I've let it go. It's fine. Just saying, I can fight alongside her. If I had to.
If there were no other options.
We were in a pickle.
Information has been bestowed upon me by some of you. I've talked with Glim about this and Leosin at length, who fills out the paperwork.
Moot, elbows Glim in the ribs, he said your name.
And what I can share is generalities. And I hope that you can appreciate that those generalities are to hope for the best outcome.
When two become one?
I need someone I can never need another before.
Flamekins is gonna make love to him, baby. That'll be the song playing. Thea raises her hand.
Yes.
By generalities, and you're talking about teams, I'm kind of a meat and potatoes kind of person. So the realms are going to become extinct. Did I catch that part right? That was quite a jarring piece of information. I know things are really shitty right now, but using the word extinct is quite, it's extreme.
What would you describe it as?
I don't know. Really shitty. Because not everything is dead yet. And maybe it won't be.
Maybe.
But now that I'm saying it out loud, once everything does become dead, that is the definition of extinct.
And as Orcus gains more power.
Right. He's going to go for other realms. And
yes, he's already superseded my power. Okay. And
well, I withdraw my question.
The defense rests.
I think I've proved my point. Fuck. That's me raising my hand going, I think I have something important to say. Never mind.
Oh, turns out I don't. Sorry.
This is just Amy. So this is how I'm living my life.
Glim is also going to put up her hand.
Yes.
So, right. Copycat. Everything's terrible. I agree. Everything's totally shitty. What do we do? What's the next thing that we need to do to save the world? Because
we need a list.
Now.
Yeah.
And so I
task oriented.
Exactly. Yes. I think we're all on the same page. Thea, it's totally shitty. I'm totally with you. But what is our next step? How do we stop Orcus? Go.
He pauses. There are two locations and events that need to occur. At similar but slightly different points in time.
Thea puts her hand back up.
Yeah, Telgir puts his hand up too.
Yenbul also. Hand up.
The group on my right.
Time? Time.
You said time?
Different points in time.
Time. Well, I feel that. We did that, Yenbul.
Yes, do not.
10 out of 10 would never want to fuck with time again.
One star Yelp review on that one.
Would not like.
We lost a lot of time and a lot of really bad things happened in that time. Are we
going back in time. Are we going to kill Orcus when he's a baby?
Oh, this good question.
Are gods babies?
We went unexpectedly forward in time. Everything was shitty.
Can you send us back to that pyramid? Go? Yeah.
Ooh.
Well,
could I save Kalimport?
There's a greater discussion around that, but perhaps we would be sending you back in time. And Leos, I believe you had told me that some of the people were briefed on what could happen with the Soul Bridge gem.
Yeah, yes. Thea, remember the second team who you met here? Mooklim and Sully, they went to get on the mission to get the artifact that could, with the power of a god, propel.
Oh, right. We haven't exactly had time to like talk about what.
Yeah, I mean, we haven't sat down for drinks or anything, told our wild tales.
Yeah, well, that's what we're talking about now.
I do think I need a drink, though. This is some heavy shit right here.
Need a drink? I can get you a drink. Yeah. I need a job. I need a task. I can go get a drink.
Oh, you know Opal, what? Maybe like a round of drinks.
Drinks for everybody. That would be a great idea.
Is there any finger food? Anything? You know, just like a little tapas.
Some snacks. Whoa.
An aperitif of sorts.
Okay, I'll be back. I'll come back with a song too. It'll be great.
Oh, I don't know.
He's gone.
I mean, with his last entrance being so impressive, I can't wait to see the song that's for the snacks and drinks.
Ilya, are you seeing how people get rid of him so easy?
It's incredible. Just someone says drinks and then we say, oh, go get drinks. And then he goes and gets drinks and snacks. I guess maybe we haven't been trusting him enough to.
Small jobs. I'm writing this down.
I feel like we're learning a lot here.
Absolutely.
Also, maybe time travel?
Yeah, what the hell?
The points in time and locations are clearer than who has to go to them.
Oh, so we don't necessarily have to go back in time.
Well, who else would go?
I'm not saying I won't go. I just want to know where and
how many times?
Yeah.
Hopefully only once.
Well, hold on a second. Sorry. Sullivan Slight here. Been uncharacteristically very quiet up until this point.
Yes, Sully, you had a brief period wanting to be a cleric. Is that so?
Well, I mean, we all have that's not the point. You said only one time. Does this mean, like, is this a one-way vacation?
Well, that's a really good question. That's a really good question.
Is this like you go and come back and that's one, like when you're doing laps at the pool?
Great question, Sully. Great question. Like, yeah. Is it one and then we're like back there and then that's just like where we are now? Or like just a quick dip back, do a thing.
And then we come right back and the world is fixed?
Yes.
That'd be cool. But if we go back, then do we live there? Or does that mean we're in two places at the same time and one of us dissolves or disappears or something?
And what if we go back and then we see the us that was in the past and then...
Are we going to have to fight ourselves? What if we die in the past, our future self... What?
No, you're thinking of dreams.
Oh, right. If you die in your... I gotta sit down.
Sit. Time is fluid. But getting you there... Let me put it this way. Some of you have already come to see me.
In the past?
Before Celestia fell, some of you warned me that this was happening.
Well, if some people have already
know.
Done that, then how are we in this predicament?
It does not seem like the warning did anything.
The warning wasn't led with the second part of what some of you have to do.
Well, I think it may be pretty simple to decide who goes, who warned you, and that those people will be the ones who go back.
Or they won't because they didn't do it right, because now we're in this point. This time jumping stuff is sort of beyond my brain capacity a little bit.
Yeah, I think I can speak for everyone when I say the comatose guy leaning against me is the least confusing part of this whole thing.
He's still breathing, right? Oh, there it is.
All right, we're in the middle. We were on a time limit here because Tom told somebody that he's got appointments after this or something. So we got to get in, got to get out.
Appointment to watch Venom, Let There Be
Carnage. Oh, it's so good.
I haven't seen it yet, but that is an important appointment.
It's a good appointment,
what are
right?
you even doing here?
He's trying to leave. Let's just all think about how we're in the darkest timeline now, and that's where we live, mm-hmm, and it's great. Everyone loves it. It's so fun.
And Woody Harrelson is there for some reason, but it's okay. I mean, okay, he's not here. Maybe we could get... Okay, big petition on Twitter.
Oh, boy.
Get Woody Harrelson on our show. He seems like a treat.
He does seem fun.
Yeah.
You think he could lighten up the darkest timeline?
Well, he might play a bad guy who just is a little bit like, it's okay to be here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like Kyle does.
Sure, yeah.
But then Kyle leans in and, you know, tries to kill people. Maybe Woody Harrelson would have somebody else do it so that you can still disassociate Woody Harrelson from the darkest timeline.
Okay. Seems overly complicated, but I'm into it.
Welcome to Dungeons & Dragons. Overly complicated, but we're into it.
That's... Wow. Nailed it.
Yep. If you want to have your say in which celebrities we stalk on Twitter, come over to Patreon.
Oh,
Patreon.com/DumbDragonCast, where when you join at our $15 tier, the in-world tier, you can give us NPC names and items, and we're still trying to work through those. It's hard to work through those a little bit when you've destroyed everything in the world. Mm-hmm. But sometimes one of those just pops up in the rubble, and that's okay. It's coming. It's coming. I promise. Patreon.com/DumbDragonCast. You can do that, and we'd love to have you over there. There's a whole bunch of other great stuff, like bonus content that we play a whole other game. Did you know that?
And a new thing, because we have book club now.
Oh, yeah, book club.
Yeah, we have book clubs. We're going to do that quarterly. Our first book club meeting is at the end of this month. We read Realm Breaker by Victoria Aveyard.
I believe that's her name. Yes.
I haven't finished yet, so I don't need to have that memorized yet. But that's going to be really fun. And it's like
January 30th. Yeah.
We just are going to kick it and talk about a book and do that every quarter. So maybe you're a big nerd like me and you like to talk about books, and we'd love to see you there.
And the people in the book club are going to help pick the book for the next time too.
What?
So there's contributions happening. Oh, yeah.
Love
there. So come join us, for, in-world NPCs, items, book club, and maybe Woody Harrelson.
Maybe.
I mean, anything is possible.
Setting the bar real high. A little disclaimer at the end here. Do not guarantee Woody Harrelson will be there.
No, we certainly
please don't hold us to it. There's nothing in writing. You can't prove it was
That's
us.
Right.
Okay, thanks, everybody. Bye now.
Bye.
Bye.
The last time some of you came to see me, it was to warn me that Orcus was rising, in hopes that I could get enough of the gods together and stop him. However, what we didn't know at the time was that most of the gods that Orcus silenced were already silenced by the time he came to Celestia.
So the warning was too late.
Yes.
So they just have to go back further?
Or, and more likely, send two teams back. One to warn me at around the time when Orcus is silencing gods across the realms.
Is the other team gonna kill him?
The other team is meant to go to the Abyss before Orcus rises and stop him.
So when he's a baby, I felt like that was maybe a little bit sort of a joke earlier, but maybe what you're saying is
Orcus
like...
Orcus won't be a baby.
Oh.
So we've got a messenger team and a suicide squad. It really seems like, I'm sorry to say it so bluntly, but let's face it. How many are there of us here? Half of us are going to go and fight Orcus at his weakest?
In his stronghold.
But on
his in his house.
Home yeah. turf.
It's the only place he can die.
Question. I think we also need someone to stay here in Brightcliffs, don't we? We can't.
Yes.
This is, from everything you've said, this is the last non-extinct place. So.
Someone has to look after Flint.
That is another point of contention, which we will get to, Thea. Although I can't tell you who goes where, I can tell you that Flint plays a role.
You mean he's going to wake up?
That is our hope, and we will discuss that because there is a decision that needs to be made, which could be a hard one.
Harder than choosing to go fight Orcus?
Yes. Sounds like we have many tough choices to make. Go warn a god, go to the abyss. This is many tough choices.
I don't really like to take a lot of personal responsibility. Just really putting myself plainly out there for everybody. I'm thinking names in a hat.
You want to decide the destiny of the realms with names in a hat.
Listen, this is just the way to get the ball rolling. You pull names from the hat, you see the groups, and then you go, oh, well, all of our powerhouses are over on this side. Oh, man, all the magic users are on this side. And then you end up shuffling them around and eventually making the decision anyway, which has now been ruined because I've explained it. It was all supposed to happen organically.
Also, Thea, you should remember you are the one that doesn't like somebody else here, so names.
Oh my god, Yenbol. Really?
And no one else can hear me. It's just between you.
No,
and
other
me.
People can hear you.
Only Bahamut. But
yeah,
he's
Bahamut
a god.
Can hear
I can't
you.
Do anything.
About I do kind of care about his opinion of me.
Oh my god, Yenbol.
She's right there.
Right? How big do you think this room is? I'm sure she's got amazing dragonborn hearing.
The teams are not just the people in this room. But to sum up, the first option is to go back to Celestia to warn me, my dragons, and anybody else we can before Orcus's forces are strong enough to overtake Celestia and me. The second is to go on an infiltrate or seek and destroy mission. Because this one has not been described or even told to me that it has ever happened, I don't know what to expect. How much he will have at the time that we're able to send you back.
Is there a certain point that we're able to go to? How do you determine where we're able to go?
The Soul Bridge Gem is able to send you back maybe at most a year before everything goes completely sour.
You said it was already in the process of getting there, though, if I understand correctly? He's already building power and silencing people.
And if we were out for 10 years and we can only go back a year, things have still been really shitty, right?
Well, we can go back. Do I misunderstand? You can go back more than a year from now, but
yes,
only a year into Orcus's rise to power?
Yes.
It's a very specific stone.
It only possesses so much power. If it's overloaded, there's no telling where you go back to. There's even risk in using it at all.
Oh, what kind of risks?
You don't want to get splinched.
What the fuck is splinched?
That's a Harry Potter reference. You know, it's when you apparate, but you only apparate part of your body and the other half is just laying around.
No, oh, Jesus, that sounds horrible.
Splinching is possible. Forcing so much power through mortal beings can have adverse side effects. Nausea, indigestion, upset stomach.
I was going to say, like, premature balding. What are we talking about here?
Anal leakage.
Gum recession. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Sounds like one of the Moot's buffet trips.
Oh.
Oh, God.
Well, I mean, sometimes they're not the best places.
This episode's named is Some Symptoms of Time Travel May Include... dot, dot, dot. Yeah. Yeah, he's writing it down. I haven't named an episode in years.
I think probably since Funnel Tunnels.
Funnel Tunnels.
The Whos are the people in this room. Moot, Glim, and Sully. Thea, Yemble, Tulgear, Grancis, Flamikins, Ilya, Nighthunter, and Opal, you're an unknown.
I was going to say, I do feel a little outside of what is going on here.
As Ilya has stated, if you wish to stay in hopes that the tides can turn here, it would be for you to decide.
Well, this is where we've made our home. We can't just abandon this place.
Yes, but at the same time, when is going to be next time we can fight God, right?
Oh, well, you're right. Well, I hadn't thought about it that way. It has been a while since we've really had an adventure like that.
Corpse Grinder is just sitting on wall like decoration.
It is a shame, isn't it?
But we should discuss privately, not here.
I really like the cut of that one's jib.
They give a nod. Mm-hmm. Yep. Warrior sees warrior.
There are others who could be of assistance that exist within this timeline. There are two that I feel within Orcus's inner circle who are said could be swayed.
Two in his inner circle?
His right and left hand.
Well, if we get rid of those, he doesn't have a chance in hell, does he? He wouldn't have any hands, because he would be
yes, that's
fighting,
right. He
fighting
he could
without hands.
Just headbutt.
Yeah.
Bottom chush.
Sometimes I crack wise. This is very uncomfortable for me. Who is there? Okay. Would that be a third party, or would that be the same people who are going to go fight Orcus? Maybe they go and try to sway these right and left hands first. And if it doesn't work, fight Orcus.
And then just quick question, how do you convince two super evil beings that maybe being evil isn't like the best? Even though I hate to say it, you know that I hate to say it, but they've been really successful so far.
Yeah, like when you're seeing results like that, I mean, it's kind of hard to turn it around.
I think like 5 minutes alone with Glim, she might be able to convert them.
I mean, what are their who are they? Are they into fitness, or they like be motivated? Like, I have a lot of sort of tools to tell people about Bahamut. They got a little rusty for a while there, but I'm like pretty good at spreading the good word. So like I could just get right in there and maybe like throw together a Zumba or.
Yeah. Do you know who these people are?
I feel like Thea knows who these people are. Yenbul, I believe you have met them too.
I feel like all eyes just went. I don't run with that kind of crowd. Who? It's not Flint, is it? No, it's not Flint.
From the tower.
From
the pyramid where we. Is that who you mean?
Yes.
So she's really moved up. Then, hasn't she? Really?
Over the last 10 years, she has made her place known.
Oh, bitches, climb that corporate ladder.
However, I've come to find that one of them has had their memory rearranged. And that might work to your benefit.
How exactly does someone rearrange memory?
No. Yeah, good question. How do you, like, rearrange someone's memory? And, like, was it on purpose? Because if it was, they didn't do a very good job because that guy's still evil. Or gal?
Well, I think the intent was to create an evil being.
Okay. So these people are friends of yours?
No, not friends of mine. Well, one pretty much owes me her life, named Lipsinky. And that red-haired, pigtailed, pixie person, we, like, saved her from this zombie town or something. And I mean, then there was this portal and Varnox, who's just this complete Orcus asshole. He got to her before we could, and he pulled her into this portal, and I assume that she ended up in one of the hells, and then the next time we see her, ooh, evil Lipsinky.
So you're thinking that there's still a part of her that's, like, good?
Well, I mean, it's the only thing that makes sense. Varnox has never been good. Lipsinky had been devoting her life to, she could hear voices and try to help them. If we're going to flip someone, I think it's going to be her.
Well, when we met them in the pyramid, they worked with us.
I mean, that's true. Varnox wasn't completely...
He's still a total dick.
Well, yeah. Love you, Kyle.
But enemy of my enemy is my friend. We teamed up with them, so maybe...
What if we get both?
Possible. It's possible.
Now,
isn't it?
Now I'm dreaming, guys. What if we get both of them? Okay, one thing at a time. You're right. I'm getting ahead of myself. So yeah, that's just everyone is now. That's what's happening.
So if we're gonna go, so we have to, like, portal jump to where Thea's friends are to try and convince them to come and help us, or because we wouldn't use the stone for that, right? Because that's, like, same time, not, like, backwards in time. That's, like, now.
Sure,
time.
I just want to, like, just jump
now
in.
Time we're
not
gonna
my
go
friends.
See Thea's friends.
No, not now? My friends. Not friends. Past friends. Lipsinky, like...
Well, it sounded like really just the one was a friend, briefly.
Yes.
Right.
And very You're briefly. Right. I mean, could have really been something, though. Could have really been something.
Okay, so universally, we all agree that Varnox... It sucks.
Yeah.
Total.
Yeah.
Total
okay.
asshole.
Okay. Okay. But yeah, the question remains. Not a time jump, just a location
no.
jump.
Yes. They're okay. Both just in this time.
Sorry for all the questions, but...
That's what we're here for.
Do we do the things that we need to do now and then go back and do the things that we needed to do then? Or do we go do the things that we needed to do then and that I'm a little bit...
Well, I think that's where we have several teams going. Some are doing the things that need to happen then at the same time as people who are going ahead and doing the things that have to happen now.
Wouldn't we be better served to try to get to this left and right hand back then rather than now?
Or is there only so much juice to, like, get us to the two, just as far as we can go in those two places?
I feel like your best success will be to try to sway those closest to Orcus in the now. They are more powerful now than they were then. They have more information about what you could find and where you could find it than they would then. Lipsinky might not even be there then if she is the one who is to be swayed.
Yeah, that's a good point. I was thinking the same thing, I just didn't want to say it out loud.
You read page 47 then.
Oh, is there a book? I'd love to take a look at this book.
It's at the bottom of a river going from one village to another in the near the city of Daramar, I do believe.
Well, I probably can't get that book then.
Probably not.
All right, so we make our dream teams, right?
Yes. Now, others you'll want to persuade include the Goliath out there working hard to train the Tabaxi, and we cut to a scene outside where a goth is like trying to be rigorous in like military training of all of these lazy ass fucking Tabaxi out there, and they're all just laying in the sand
licking their privates,
and she is just throwing her arms and weapons into the sand and storming off.
That cat never came back with our drinks.
Yes, I thought there was going to be snacks.
What would you do if I sang out of tune? Would you turn out and walk out on me?
Depends okay, if I paid for tickets.
Lend
I
me
mean,
your
not as fun of a vibe as his other entrance.
I get by with a little help from my friends.
I mean, it's on point, though. I mean, we're trying to all get together with this thing.
Rolling high with a little help from my friends. Would you need anybody?
Oh my God, Ilya, his hands, okay. They are empty. He has not even brought anything back. He just came back no singing snacks? A song.
Oh, Opal. It sounds so great. I think I maybe heard you doing some scales outside, some warm-ups, but maybe you could, remember you were going to get some drinks for everybody?
I was getting drinks?
Yeah, if you could just
I mean, I got distracted by the goth out there training. Mm-hmm. It's very good trainer. But then
she's
I remembered
so
I had
impressive.
To sing everybody's song, a pump-up song, and I'll get drinks.
That was a pump-up song he chose?
Yes, it was a strange choice.
You know, one of his famous down-tempo pump-up songs.
I like something with a bit more beat.
You couldn't Zumba to that.
Oh my God, no. It'd be so slow. You can, I don't even know. You could maybe do like some really slow, weird pull-ups that would be like impressive because they were really slow, but not motivating. Not like, let's go kill the guy who's destroying the world. I'm so pumped. Wasn't really that.
And perhaps the final person is the one that you and I will likely have to discuss soon is your friend Flint.
Oh, right. I thought for a second you were going to say Grancis, and I was like, right, yeah.
I've already
Should
said
we
Grancis.
Put him down?
Grancis is rejuvenating and is being kept in this state to regain as much power as he can. The fact that you've moved him and have tied strings to his hands is something that Leosin has told me was not approved.
Togir.
I mean, I just did what you asked.
We thought he would want to be at the meeting.
He can still hear, right? He hates being discluded. Once I ate pancakes in a town without him before I knew him, and he was mad about it.
We fade out on this conversation to the medical tent just next door. And we see Donnie kind of wiping Flint's brow with his wings.
So just slapping him in the face then.
Just kind of slapping him in the face. It's cool. Yep. It's a cooling sensation.
Little wind beating, yeah.
Just keeping the circulation.
Yeah. And the cool dream sequence music that I use every time we flit into a dream sequence is playing right now. So this is just the transition. Now we're in a dream. So you know any gods?
I mean, not really personally. I know of them.
And I mean, the fact that Father Murren, as polite and lovely as a fellow as he is, the fact that he said he needs someone close to a god leads me to believe that maybe he's not as close to his god as others might think.
No, I got that impression too. Usually when someone says they need outside help, that means they're not up for the job.
Yeah. Yeah. Cool. Cool, 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 cool.
What about you? Do you know any gods?
Oh, yeah. I pissed off many a god back in Chult. So, I know them.
Okay. Any of them wanting to do you any favors?
No.
Okay, kind of figured that was the answer, but I thought I better ask.
Yeah, no, ask. I had to think about it.
You know, don't look past the obvious solutions, because yeah. It might be the right ones.
Yeah, well, when
Occam's razor, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, I mean, when you steal a lot of things from them, they get kind of... maybe they would want to do it just to get... If this is some sort of realm that we're trapped in, maybe they would want to do it just to get me out of that realm. And the ground begins to shake.
You're feeling this too?
The shaking ground. Yeah, does it happen under?
I mean, not usually.
Is that where we are in the under? Yeah, under town, under where? Okay. Well, maybe we can check it out. And the two of you head out the front entryway and see the buildings of Mithril Hall swaying with this movement in the ground, and rocks beginning to fall from the ceiling, and people running and screaming. And Flint, as you watch this scene, it flashes in your eyes from physical buildings crumbling to blips of what looks like ethereal static that shake in and out.
But it's never done that before.
You've seen that too then, huh?
Yeah.
The ground begins to crack down the center of this street that leads up to the temple. And it's splitting wide open directly between Bort and Flint, tearing up towards the temple. And as it reaches it, it blows the two of you apart and to the ground, and the temple crumbles to the ground.
Dungeons & Dragons, Season 2, Episode 108, starring Amy Moore as Thea Amastasia and Sullivan Slight, Carla Maxted as Yembul Nuri and Glim, Tom Laird as Tulgir Heavyfoot, Flint Firebeard and Moot, and Russ Moore as your Dungeon Master. Editing, production, and sound design by Russ Moore. This episode featured music from Epidemic Sound and sound effects from Epidemic Sound, Boom Library, and Sound Ideas. A huge thank you to our supporting producers, Gabriel Lynch, Jessica Babiak, Cat Waterflame, Jacob Madden, Christian Brown, Devin Michaels, Craig Zeiss, Aaron Stevens, Darylith, Lulahan, and L.A. Branton. To support Dungeons & Dragons and our many other productions and get access to an exclusive podcast called The Adventures Of, bonus episodes, and much more, please join our Patreon at patreon.com/dumbdragoncast. You can also follow us at facebook.com/dumbdragonpodcast and on Instagram and Twitter @dumbdragoncast. Thank you for listening. Have a great week. We'll talk again soon.
Oh no, it's just me worried about all of this stuff that we have to...
Oh, he's got writing. I can't read it, but it's
sorry,
there.
If we don't get through it all, that's okay. We can pick it up again.
That's right.
Russ does not believe that. Look at his face. He's like, Tom.
We've got a hard schedule. All right. We've got a work-in guest, Tom. Sure. What is this?
Whose fault is that, Russ?
Tom.
That guy.
Why would Leosin be following Bahamut?
Maybe they came out of the same tent.
He's always admin.
He's doing the paperwork for Bahamut. Yeah. That makes sense. Yeah.
Leosin's always in the mix. Done.
They have more important things to do than be bogged down with paperwork. Thank you very much.
Don't need the minutiae, the red tape.
Leosin's kind of a god of paperwork, so it's true. they are sort of equals in a way.
Yes. There we go. Asked and answered. Thank you. The points in time. All right. Got to get back there. The points in time.
Sorry. You said the points in time went all right, and then said it the exact same way.
That's correct, yes.
Yeah. Look,
with
that's
the
all
same
I got.
Inflection.
I know, everything was perfect.
It was like it was a bit. Paste the first one. How exactly does someone rearrange memory?
You have dogs sing it. The bloops
on
this.
Be mad. That was amazing.
The bloops on this episode are gonna be good. Amy's in fine form. Am I drinking?
It was
I'm
just
not.
Like, silence.
That's, it took me half a beat to like process it, and then I was like, oh, that was so good.
That is how I like my jokes to land, with utter silence. That's what I aim for.
Oh, it was so good.
And Flint and Bort, you are at the chapel and have just been told by Father.
We're gonna get I was married.
Dungeons and Dragons is a Dumb Dragons production.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Hey, friends. The Sprouting is a podcast that I want to tell you about and you should go listen to. It's an eldritch horror of an actual play podcast set in an apocalyptic future where eldritch plants have taken over. Magical bargains twist the fate of reality, and each survivor struggles to trust their own senses as they try to see their goals through to their ends. The show uses the rules from Call of Cthulhu to heighten the drama of the story and leave the fate of the story at the whims of the dice, and they've created a completely homebrew world, a plant apocalypse, where the senses can't be trusted, and instead the characters must learn to trust one another. The show is completely scored by beautiful music from their in-house editor, which heightens each dramatic moment throughout the show. I've got a little promo for you here, but go check out The Sprouting. I've listened to it, you need to listen to it, and you should start with the prequel episode when you go over there. Search for The Sprouting anywhere you listen to podcasts.
With your long-forgotten name, we call upon you.
We call upon you.
In the words of the unspeakable language, we call upon you.
We call upon you.
By the spilt blood of the wicked who walk upon this world sprouting the words of false idols, we call upon you.
We call upon you.
On the land of the dead harvest, that which brings the earth itself into your service, Yamal, we call upon you.
We call upon you. We call upon you. We call upon you.
Yamal calls upon you.
The Sprouting, a Call of Cthulhu actual play podcast by Blighthouse Studio. Find us on your podcatcher of choice.